Rabbi Isai, the Heineger, Choy Moisat Talmidim. We're talking about over here, where we describe the matzav of Klal Yisrael. Everyone was a Navi. Everyone had Ruach HaKodesh, not everyone, but almost everyone. And how our situation has changed. And now people are like a Ben Melech who doesn't even want to get close to his where he was previously. It's like someone who's a prince and he's gotten so filthy, he's gotten so comfortable with who he is, he's forgotten where he's from. So we're up to the words, Su'u meni umar ezoik. This is the words, this is where we're up to. Su'u meni umar ezak, which is like, let's cry out bitterly. Ruhi hetzikani, hetzikasni alkein esha. My spirit is crushed, and therefore I'm asking the question. Mi yidag la'am Hashem, who is going to worry about the people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ki yorad im lo yaten. Who's going to worry about the status of Klal Yisrael? About the fact that Klal Yisrael is going through a yirida. Im lo yaten, if it's not you. Bachurei Yisrael, the young people of Klal Yisrael. Umi Yishat, who is going to yearn the Ismatzer and give himself over, Kuloi la'avoida, that he should do Avodas Hashem. Lahoshiv es Yisrael eroim kedushasai, to return to Klal Yisrael, to their exalted state of Kedusha. Vel toya ruchai, and to the purity of its spirit, im lo yatem, if it's not you. My friends, you are available the entire day. Mikol mischer, you don't have to worry about business. Umelocha, you don't have to worry about work. Virak, toiraschem, umnaschem, the only thing that you have to do every single day is toirasoi umnasoi, is you are just there to work, to learn Torah the entire day. Oidchem rakim, you're still young. You can still have the ability to convert your basar, turn your flesh. Turn yourself into being someone, a person, a man of flesh and blood, but a man of Kedusha. You can turn your spirit to a fire, a burning, consuming fire that totally consumes everything about yourself. Everything, your entire essence, l'siferes, to become a glory and a pride, Yisrael. Turn yourself into the children of the Heichal, people in the chamber of the king. That's who you are, and especially now, my friends. Oyve, we're seeing an attack on our elders, attack on our zakenim, and there are so many people that need a refuah, so many people that need a Yeshua in particular. We're going to mention Pesach Weiss's grandfather, Yisrael Doiv Ben Liba. I believe is the name. You should have before Shleim Asot Kshar Choli Yisrael. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing is he attacking our elders. And the challenge that we have is these people bringing with them so much, such a rich tradition. They bring with them so much of our Messiah. I know that Pesach's grandfather, someone who I spoke to many times, and he has so many stories about when Agudas Yisrael started it and the way that Yiddishkeit used to be, and because he's been around the block so many times, and we're missing so much of the and Beis Hashem, he's going to have Refuah Shleima, but there's an attack that we're having so much on our foundation that we rely so much on the older generation, but it's now time for the younger generation to step up. And it's time for the younger generation to take the reins, to drive the bus, to become the future of Klal Yisrael, to realize that we need to worry about where is Klal Yisrael heading. We have to become activists. We have to become the people that are going to change to the course of the Kal Yisrael. It's the young people. It's you. You have nothing else you have to worry about now. There's nothing else. There doesn't have to be anything else on your mind. So therefore, you can say, you know what? I'm going to make a difference in this world. I'm going to become the person that's going to affect change in Kal Yisrael. You are the ones who can do it. Bachur Yisrael, lama ze tashkif al atzmecha. Young man, why are you looking at yourself? The Al-Kol Ish Yisrael ke'al chayo. Why are you defining yourself? Why do you see yourself just as another animal? Baldas. It's just a little bit more intellectual, a little bit more sophisticated. We are not a sophisticated animal. Rakech levakish v'lim toter, if you're just looking how to like find something to like pounce on, like to prey on. Which is like just seeing ourselves as just physical. Ubahem and ubashtusim achirim kol hayoyim tashkia, and in these types of things of just all different types of targets and trying to like attack things and take over things. You're so busy the whole day with all types of sports. V'lim tzoy teref, in order to find his prey, and this guy is steeped in that. And anything that you're missing, so then you're worried about. You're just happy with that. You're happy just being like someone that's trying to like be an ish sada, a man of the field, a man of attack, a man of like the. Your entire life is just busy with all these different types of games and different types of life of challenges, where I'm trying to like grab something, I'm trying to attack something, I have a goal. It's all this shtusim. It's all just so much. When a person thinks, Rabbi, we're in a situation in our lives right now where for sure people are looking for distractions, but we're also trying. It's also a time. When a person is trying to take stock of his life, we have to take stock of our life. We have to think about what's important in our life. And we have to think about, are we spending enough time with what's important? Are we really putting enough effort and energy into the things that really make a difference? Esav's whole life was, he was a hunter. He was a hunter. He was just trying to hunt prey. And he was busy trying to trap and trying to catch and trying to, and it was all about the competition. And so much of our life is this stupidity of sports and this type of entertainment and games, whether it's sports or whether it's, you know, if a person is doing Brick Breaker or a person is doing Candy Crush and doing all this stupidity. Or basically, it's, you know something? Maybe it's benign. Benign means that it doesn't have any averas involved, but it's such a waste of our life. We have to think about, what am I spending enough time being productive, being constructive, doing something that's going to affect change, building future in Klal Yisrael. So we even from the comfort of our home, a person says, well, what can I do? We can think of things to do. Be proactive. Let's think of ways that we can affect change in Klal Yisrael. Let's think of ways that we can start to get movement where we're going to try to be ma'ayir rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that we have to do things, projects that are going to bring about a positive energy in Klal Yisrael. Lama ze lo tidroish mimcha. Why don't you demand of yourself godlos, greatness from yourself? V'titzadik, and he should only feel good about himself. Imrak lo tingav. Why are you happy if I didn't steal today? I didn't rob anyone today. I didn't mug anyone today. I didn't do any averus today. Of course, that's a good thing. But why are you happy with that? Try to think of something great. Think of something amazing that I could do. Something productive. Emor lenafshecha. Tell yourself. Loi chadoshois ani mivakesh mimeni. I'm not looking for anything new. Rakis asher kvar hayashuv yi. I just want to call you so back to a matzav the way it was. I want to bring myself back to the days of old, like the previous generations. El Toiha, the purity, Tzintzuch, the sparkle and beauty, Gufeinu, Nafsheinu, Nachzar. Bring ourselves back to like it was in previous generations. Bring ourselves back to become bring out the godless in our neshama. We spoke about our neshama was in this world in previous Gilgal, was in this world in a previous lifetime. And in that time, when our surroundings were so much more pure, our neshama, the same neshama that's inside of us, was able to soar. So our neshama can reach those heights. So why can't we expect of ourselves, bring ourselves back, bring your neshama back to somewhere special? It's going to take work. You're going to have to break out of certain shackles, of certain expectations that your person has of himself. Create new expectations. Ve'alavinu asher me'oz, back to our father, the way our relationship was back then. Nashuv. Let's try to get back there. I'm going to try to get back to that. Hashkifa b'chir Yisrael. Look, hashkifas. But when it says look, it means think about it. Now we have more time, my friends, on our hands. We're really not so busy with other things. We could take a few minutes to think, introspection. Hashkifa. El zoyar tiferes Yisrael. Look at how glorious the glow, the shine of Klal Yisrael is. And look into what is your etzem, what is your core? Etzem hashamayim letoyhar, asher milim efnim. Look at Klal Yisrael, how heavenly we are. V'tidag, and we should be worried. El cheshkenu, el cheshkosenu hanoyra ata. V'choyshech. Whoa, sorry guys. The choyshech is the darkness. How dark our life is. Klal Yisrael can shine so brightly. And look how dark our situation is. Dag means be worried about it. Be concerned. V'shtoykek la'avoid. And have a desire and a yearning to work. To do something about it. Lashuv, to return. Lalois, to go up. Liskarev, to get close. I'll call upon him. Ma'at, dedicate. Let's at least have a hunger, a desire to get a little bit closer. Let's try to like extend ourselves a little bit. We want to like change our situation. No more the status quo. We want to bring ourselves just that much closer to you. Try to inspire yourself. Bizman min azmanim, every once in a while. Tishav shoyef, this means you learn, you yearn. Tishtapech, pour out your heart. Ubisiach ke'ein zeh tisatech. And in some type of tefillah like this, you should wrap yourself in this type of tefillah, my friends. Now that many people are davening in their home. So now you have the chance, the opportunity to try to connect to davening in a way you never did before. And one of the things we spoke about, I said from a friend of mine, Reb Shmuel Silver, he said that you can bring Kedushin to your home because you bring tefillin to your home, but you can do something else. You can internalize davening in a way that you've never done it before. We daven with a minyan, so many of us. And it's like a train. You got to like stay on course with everybody else. But now you can daven at your own pace. You can daven from your heart. You can daven in any language. And you can say something like this, Ono Hashem, please Hashem. Me oilom ato avinu, you are always our father. Ve'anachnu banecha, and we have always been your son. Ume oilom, ume yeis, and forever and from time asherak. Yagiach yeled v'yaldi Yisrael mirechem imoy. And just from when a child, a child was in its mother's stomach, tzareinu mirubim, we've had so much tzaris. So much tzaris. Umarim, and so bitter. Ume'aneinu kashim v'azim. And the inoy is the suffering has been so difficult, so harsh. Ulafridenu mimcho chas v'shalom. and it's trying to separate us from you. But every single one of us is prepared to give up his life b'shvilcha Hashem. For you, Hashem, every single one of us is prepared to give up his life if we have to. If we were put to the test, chas v'shalom, every single one of us is prepared to give up his life. Ve'af kisva ketano me'itano, even just the young little lamb from inside of us, kvar poshete ses tzavoro, is already lifting out its neck. B'shvilcha, for you, Hashem, I'm ready to give up my life. I'm ready to give up my life. There's no end to the sacrifices, to those that are gone up in smoke and fire. Asher sarfunu, that we have burned. We have given up so many sacrifices. There's no survey, there's no study of how much tsar. You can't quantify the tsar. Hatimidi is the constant tsar that Klal Yisrael is going through in the course of our lives. And it's sucking away the juices, sucking away at the vibrancy of our lives. Es l'shad chayeinu. U'bishvilcha. U'kidei loy lehafrid mimcha. And for you, Hashem. So we shouldn't be distant from you, Hashem. We shouldn't be separated from you, Hashem. Es hakol bi'ahava. All of this, all of these challenges, all of this suffering, all of these karbonos, and everything be'ahava, with love, v'simcha, and with happiness, mekabelim, we mekabel everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gzeira, we mekabel be'ahava, v'simcha. We know it's all from you. We accept it's all for the good. Us, all of us, every single one of us. And myself included. So am I today, right now. And this is the way I'm going to be. This is the way I'm going to stay. I'm not going to lose my faith. Avol Avi Umalki, my father, my king. May Oilam Oisanu Nehagto, you have always leaded us. You have always brought us. Ayin be ayin, like eye to eye. Es Shchinas Uzchayra'inu, we saw your Shchina, we saw your glory, we felt your closeness. V'imanu, and with us, Ke'av, like a tate, like a father. You spoke to us like your loving father. How good it was us then. How sweet it was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you spoke to us. It's not the same. It's not the way it is now. Garmu avaynoy seinu, our sins have caused. Ve'ali salamaroim, you have gone away from us. Ali salamaroim, you've gone up high. Es ha-shamayim be'ad chosagarto, you've closed the gates of heaven on us. Ein roya ve'ein choymeya, we can't see you, we don't hear you. You're not speaking to us. You're not answering our tefillos. We don't have Nevi'im here. We don't have a Chayze. We don't have someone that sees. We feel so distant. Oh no, Hashem, please. Almin otashta esma'at atzoin. She'edis Yisrael b'midbar shemama kazu. You've left us. You've left us in this desert. what's left of Klal Yisrael. Maziki haguf, there's dangers to our physical existence. Va'nefesh, and there's dangers to our soul. Av yishev ha'shamayim, tata in heaven. Yireya nafshi li yois biladecha, I'm afraid to be without you. Afrega. Even just a moment without feeling your closeness. Karei v'isano, bring us close, bring us close. V'iskarev eilenu kimeyaz, and we will come close to you just like it was back in the day. This is the end of the 11th parak, my friends. The Rebbe is saying sometimes it takes extreme measures, extreme tefillas. Sometimes we have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and take stock of the bitter galus. Take stock of the fact that we're so distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We weren't always like this. There were times when there was a closeness that people could feel to Hashem. And we have to realize that we have to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want Tata, I want to be close to you. And we have to affect change. Be a little bit better and try to like just get a little bit closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Find a way to be able to daven. And right now, the one thing that perhaps is easier than it's ever been is try to find a way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an individual. I've shared with some of you before, I'll share with you again. You know, it was Be'erech 18 years ago when I had my first son. It was so exciting for me. It was my first son. I was so excited. We were going to make Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. It was just about exactly a year ago. I mean, to this date, the yahrzeit, 19 years ago. I was so excited. And when my wife brought the baby home, and I tried taking a picture of the baby with the camera. So that was before they had these little screens. You had to look through a little lens. And I closed my eye, and I'm like, I said to my wife, you know, I can't see through this camera. She says to me, what does it mean you can't see? I said, I don't know. I can't see. I haven't slept in days. It was like you had to make Pesach, to make Shalom Zachar. You had to make a bris. Got so much going on. I haven't slept in days. I'm like, I can't see. She said, that's strange. I'm like, I know it's strange, but I can't see. So I called the doctor. I told the doctor, listen, you know, Pesach's coming up. I got a bris I got to make. And I can't see that well out of my eye. I got this like blind spot, like right in the middle of my eye. But do me a favor. Just tell me that I just need sleep and I'll be okay. And I'm just going to go on with my life. And the doctor said, look, I wish I could tell you that, but I can't until you come into for a visit. You know, yeah, you have to make an appointment. I'm like, I don't have time for an appointment. He said, well, you don't have a choice. So he made me an appointment, you know, before his regular hours, just because, you know, he was a very nice doctor. And I'm on my, and I go to the doctor, and my parents are coming in for the bris, for Yom Tov. And the doctor says to me, I have some bad news for you. He says, you have a detached retina, and there's a very strong possibility that you will be blind for the rest of your life. Now, this is around 19 years ago, so you figure it out. I didn't have any gray in my beard, that's for sure. I was a young guy. I literally almost fainted on the spot. I had to lie down on the... I said, blind? Are you serious? They said, I'm very serious. You can't go home. You go straight to the hospital. They have to do emergency surgery because if your retina detaches anymore, we will not be able to repair it. And I had... both of my eyes had retinal damage. Anyway, that's not exactly what happened. First, I said to him, I mean, okay. I said, can I go home and get my tefillin? He said, go home, get your tefillin, tell the taxi to wait, and go straight to the hospital. You cannot wait. anyway, my parents were pulling up from America. As I call my wife on the phone, I'm on the way. I'm like, I said to her, I got some bad news. I'm in serious, this is really bad shape. My parents come in and the parents, like my mother, take control of the situation. She said, absolutely not. You're not going straight to the hospital. We're going to get you the best doctor. We're going to make sure that they have the right person to do surgery. And make a long story short, they decided we're going to go to Tel HaShomer. Tel HaShomer is a huge hospital, like outside of Tel Aviv. It's a major medical facility. It's like a huge campus. And I go to Tel HaShomer, and we're trying to figure out who's going to do the surgery. They also have to check me. And by the way, retinas are very, very delicate. So a lot of times people can't even see where's the detachment, how big is the detachment. You really have to like poke around the eye a lot. In Tel HaShomer. And it's around 2 o'clock in the morning. And I remember, I didn't daven Marv. So I'm there in the hospital. Now the place is, they have a department which is just for you know, eye issues. So the whole department is practically empty. And I'm there, I'm davening Marv. I'm in no rush, I got nowhere to go. I'm in the hospital. I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that tefillah, that Shemayin Esrei, that Rifa'inu, there was so much emotion. I had so much emotion in that Rifa'inu. Because I felt like, Hashem, I really need you. I felt like I was in a very, very challenging place in my time in my life, the most challenging. And I davened from the depths of my heart. And it was a tefillah of b'yichidus. My friends, now's the time for us to try to really put a little bit extra thoughts into our tefillah. A lot of people have the time to prepare for davening. You know, sometimes when we're davening in shul, we just don't have time because we got in 2 minutes late. That's what the Yetzer Hara wants to do. We get in a few minutes late. We got to rush. Everything's rushed. The davening's rushed. We should take time, think about Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. Hashem, bring us back to your Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, bring us back to our closeness to you. Korveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha. We want to serve you, Hashem. We want to do it right. Rifa'einu Hashem v'nei rafei. So many people in Klal Yisrael need a refuah shleim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, bring out, let us see your melech. Kikel melech. You are the melech, Hashem. Only the king can heal these people. Kikel melech. Roifei neman v'rachaman. You are reliable, dependable, Hashem. You can't depend on any doctors. The end, I didn't end up doing a surgery in Eretz Yisrael at all. We left Tel HaShomer. We got on a flight. We flew to America, which some of the doctors were furious because they were afraid that the air pressure being on the plane would cause the retina to totally detach. But Baruch Hashem, I ended up in Baltimore, Maryland, where Dr. Michael Ellman, who is a retina specialist, did the surgeries. I had three surgeries, one on one eye. One was an actual physical surgery where they had to actually do an incision on the eye in order to, I have inside of my eye a piece of silicone, which is like holding my retina to the rest of my eye. It's called a buckle. And the other eye he did laser and cryo, which is two different types of ways of kind of like shrinking. You kind of shrink the retina onto the eye. Because that eye was a different type of detachment on both eyes. But Baruch Hashem, since then, Kodesh Baruch Hu has helped them able to see. At night, it's a little bit harder. My night vision's not great, but it's nothing. So much to be thankful for. But there's so much we need to daven for. So Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should be able to daven from the depths of our hearts. Kodesh Baruch Hu is listening to us. He wants us to daven. He's basically begging us to daven. So let's use the koyach of the tefillah. Let's realize of where we have to try to strive to get to. What we want from, where do we want to become? What type of godless can we expect of ourselves? Godless in our davening, godless in our chesed, godless in our Torah. Everything that we're trying to do, my friends, let's try to lift ourselves up. Say about yourselves that we can be someone great. We want to be great. Hashem, help us be great. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to assist us. It says, someone that wants to be B'tahara, Messiah Noisai. Let us overcome the Nisyonis that we have now in this type of jail that Kodesh Baruch Hu put us in. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we want to get out of jail. We want to be able to come close to you. We want to be able to daven with the minyan. We want to be able to learn with the Chavrusa. And Beis Hashem, in the schus of our bringing out those Ritzayinas, of our being sincere, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. We should be Zoyche to Valetziyo and Goyal. And we'll be seeing Nisan v'Naflois. We're going to see that Kal Yisrael is going to be Zoyche to, it's a Tkufa of Nisan, my friends. A Zman of Nisan. Nisan Nigalu. We had our Geula as a Nisan. But Nisan Asidin Li Goyal. We should be Zoyche to Valetziyo and Goyal. B'mheirov Yameinu Amen, my friends.